This is Congressman Bob Dole with my weekly radio report from Washington. First of all, I wish to thank this station for carrying my weekly program as a public service broadcast. And secondly, as in the past, we do hope that you will comment on our programs and give me the benefit of your suggestions and your criticisms. Thought I might point out three or four things in the brief time we have. First of all, point out the growth of a federal agency. You know, many of us talk about once you establish a new agency, it never ends, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think the National Aeronautics and Space Administration is a good example. It was born 5 years ago, October 1, in 1958, on October 1st. It had a starting budget for fiscal year 1959 of $339 million. At that time, it had 8,400 employees. During its brief life, it has spent more than $7 billion, and in this fiscal year alone has proposed a budget of more than $5.3 billion, which I might add was trimmed considerably by the House in a vote just last week. It is now the third largest government agency for spending, and the only two ahead of it are Defense and the United States Department of Agriculture. But today, NASA, or the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, has 32,500 employees on its regular payroll, but this does not count hundreds of thousands of other persons who work for prime contractors and subcontractors working on NASA projects. So I think it's well to keep in mind that when we start a federal agency, I don't care whether it's space or USDA or anything else, we can only expect one thing for certain, and that is that it will grow and grow and grow and spend and spend and spend more of your money. And I point this out to again emphasize that we cannot have the economy in government until the people at home demand it. Now, secondly, the big item, of course, still being discussed is the sale of wheat to Russia. As you all know, last week the president approved of the sale, and now the details are working out, are being worked out. Frankly, I was somewhat disappointed in the president's statement. I still feel that the primary point that has not been touched at all is whether or not the sale of one bushel or a million bushel or 200 million bushel will endanger the life of one American here or abroad. Now, we happen to live in the largest wheat-producing district in America, and I do feel some obligation to the farmer, and I'm certain the farmer feels just as I do. Certainly, we wish to expand our markets. Everyone does, whether you live in a wheat area or in some other area. But I do think that we should have the Defense Department and the CIA come to Congress. In fact, I suggested last week in a letter to our Agriculture Committee Chairman, Harold Cooley, that we have a closed session and that we invite witnesses, top intelligence witnesses from the Defense Department and from the Central Intelligence Agency to come before our Agriculture Committee, because we're talking about the sale and disposal of an agricultural commodity, and tell us what they know about conditions in Russia, what Russia may or may not do with this wheat, whether it's for humanitarian purposes or resale by the Russians or transshipment to Cuba or to Vietnam, because I feel this is very, very important. I had a letter last week from a soldier in Fort Leonard Wood. He's from Hayes, Kansas, and he said this: "I wish the president would ask the mood of the serviceman instead of asking the mood of Congress on the sale of wheat to Russia." I think, too, as he mentioned, it might be well to point out that 60 Americans have lost their lives in Vietnam. Now, when we consider this in the proper context, I think we should have some evidence and some proof from the Defense Department and from the CIA that the sale of wheat to Russia or to any other communist bloc country will not in any way have any security implications. We've heard from the Secretary of Agriculture, the Secretary of the Treasury, and the Secretary of Commerce. And of course, the Secretary of Agriculture wants to dispose of what he calls surplus, and the Secretary of Commerce and the Secretary of Treasury are worried about the balance of payments. Frankly, I think the most important point has still been overlooked, at least as far as members of Congress are concerned, and that is the balance of power and the security of this country. If we can have assurance that there are no security implications, then of course I say we should sell if we can do it for cash and Until such time, I still reserve judgment. I again thank you for listening, and this is Congressman Bob Dole, and I shall appreciate your comments and suggestions. Just send them to me at room 244, House Office Building, Washington 25, D.C. Thanks for listening.